ever heard of the story of the water bearer? Well, here goes. A water bearer had two large pots, one hung on each end of a pole, which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it. The other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house, the cracked pot always arrived only half full. For 2 years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, fulfilled in the design for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was unable to accomplish what it had been made to do. After 2 years of enduring this bitter shame, the pot spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself, and I apologize to you." "Why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of?" "I have been able for these past 2 years to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot said. The water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in his compassion he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful wild flowers on the side of the path and was cheered somewhat. But at the end of the trail, it still felt the old shame because it had leaked out half its load. And so again, the pot apologized to the bearer for its failure. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you not notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path and not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we've walked back from the stream, you've watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just the way you are, he would not have this beauty to grace his house." You see, the cracked pot thought it was not enough. Not enough could have been the title of this gospel story that we read today. It could have been the title if it were not for Jesus. The disciples thought there was not enough food, but Jesus says, "No, they can stay. You feed them." "What? Lord, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that is not enough for anything." Not enough. That's the response of the ages when people feel overwhelmed by the world around them. It's the response of the parent worried about her child. The child has so many peers who exert so much pressure, so many influences, so many temptations to face. Parents throw up their hands and they think, "We didn't do enough." It's the response of the small business owner in the face of a changing economy. How can he compete with the big chain store that just opened? One that advertises 20,000 items under one roof. He's hungry about answers, about how he can keep the little family-owned store open. After all, he doesn't have 20,000 of anything. He doesn't have enough. It's a response of the spouse who's desperately trying to make a go of a troubled marriage and who grows weary of being the only partner working at the relationship. Hungry for a rekindling of the passion, they are left with sadly saying, "We don't have enough." It might be the response any of us offer when life seems overwhelming and we just know our resources are not enough to deal with it. We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. What are we to do? Certainly, that was the response of the disciples when 5,000 men plus women and children followed Jesus into the wilderness. 5,000 plus. They had come to listen to Christ's words, to feel his healing touch, to be near something, someone special. And now it says the story goes on. It says the hour has grown late. It was time for supper, and these people were hungry. So Jesus said to the 12, "You give them something to eat." Jesus always seems to be asking more of us than we have to give. As spouses and parents and students and workers, he calls us to love even when loving is difficult. He calls us to forgive even when we've been wronged. He calls us to stand fast and firm on our principles even when it means standing alone. Those things are not easy to do. After all, we're not Jesus. Our powers are not unlimited as his word. We just don't feel enough. Fortunately for the 12 and for us, the story does not end with Jesus asking the seemingly impossible of the disciples and then wandering off into the desert, leaving them stranded. Nope. Instead, Jesus said softly, "Bring them here to me." Looked up to heaven, he blessed and he broke the loaves, and they gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled, and there were 12 baskets of food left over. This is the good news for parents who don't feel adequate. It's the good news for spouses in troubled marriages faced with tough decisions, and for students who always feel as though they're swimming upstream, and for people of conscience who feel called to take a risky stance on some issue. Christ says to all of us, "Bring them to me, your hopes, your dreams, your convictions. Bring them to me. Your burdens, your challenges, your responsibilities." For he who took a paltry lunch bag from a little boy and fed the multitude can do it again, even with the meager resources in our lunch bags. When life gets the best of us, perhaps it is often because we focus too much on how little we can do and too little on how much Christ can do. I know I felt that way last Sunday afternoon when I got the call that a former parishioner's husband of 43 years old had just suddenly died, leaving behind a wife and 2 twin boys of almost 3 years old. I felt so inadequate, unable to take away any of her hurt or her fears, and my response was similar to the disciples'. "What am I supposed to do, Lord? I have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. But I forgot for a moment that I had so much more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. I had someone to call upon for help. I had someone who knows what to do, someone who can right the wrongs and heal the hurts and love the unlovely and scale the mountains. Someone who can take my paltry little handful of loaves and fish and turn them into a feast. However little we may possess, Jesus whispers to us, "Bring them to me." And with him, our little becomes a lot. Amen.